Good morning. I'm Reverend Ron Goddard, one of the retired ministers at Desborough Baptist Church. During each day of Holy Week, Reverend David Gampston and I will be leading a time of reflection to help prepare us all for Easter. Today, we'll be looking at Jesus' cleansing of the temple. Let us pray. Almighty Heavenly Father, you sent your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from our sin by paying a penalty himself on the cross. Please show us how we can honour you and bring glory to your holy name by walking in the way of Jesus. Give us grace and mercy as we try and sometimes fail. Guidance when we're not sure which way to go, and wisdom to trust you in all things. For your love brings light and life to all who seek you. May we seek you evermore as we walk with you through this Holy Week and beyond. Amen. And now we'll say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. And now we're going to have a song, In Christ Alone. And I hope that you'll be able to sing to it and sing with it and just worship God together now.
Through God's flesh, fullness of God. In
And now Jan is going to read to us the account from Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 15 to 19.
On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said,
"Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?"
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd were amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city.
Thank you, Jan. Jesus drives out those buying, selling, and changing money. Jesus uses force, turns the tables over, and does not allow anyone to carry goods through the temple courts. Why? What was going on at this time? God's purpose for the temple was for it to be a house of prayer for all nations, not just the Jews. Yet the priests had allowed the temple to be a market and a den of robbers. Just imagine an indoor market with the noise, the smell, the animals, the business. Would this help you to pray, being in the middle of this market? It wouldn't help me. The animals were sold for sacrifices. It was far easier for a worshipper in Jerusalem to purchase one that was guaranteed kosher than to have to bring an animal with them and have it inspected for meeting the kosher requirements. The Roman money the pilgrims brought to Jerusalem had to be changed into the Tyrian currency, the closest thing to the old Hebrew shekel, since the annual temple tax had to be paid in that currency. Foreign money could be changed into the only currency accepted in the temple, one without the hated figures of Roman emperors and heathen gods on them. Excessive prices were often charged for changing the currency. Jesus not only cleansed the temple of its desecration by the merchants, but he also put a stop to the casual use by those who used it as a shortcut between the city and the Mount of Olives. By overturning the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, Jesus was directly challenging the authority of the high priest, because the traders were there at his authorization. But what does this account teach us today? Money changers and sellers of doves were necessary and in some cases biblical. Worship had become impossible. The court had been turned into a typical bazaar area, with buyers, sellers and stalls everywhere, noise, smells, commotion, arguing. The issue is not whether there should have been money changers, it is whether it is valid to turn much of the old outer court into a place emphasising business rather than worship. The desire of Jesus was to remove that which prevented the Gentiles being able quietly and reverently to worship God in what was intended as a house of prayer for all nations. During the current COVID restrictions, we are unable to attend a church building to worship God. We need to find other ways and places. I have found conducting services in the room I use as my office has been so very special. Almighty God is there, with us, as we worship. Thank you, Father, for the reality of your presence with us. Have you found a special place where you can worship Almighty God and know his presence with you? Loving Father, we thank you and praise you that you wanted your temple to be a place of prayer and worship for all nations. Father, help us to set aside time and space that we can worship you in quiet, in peace. And thank you, Father, that you promised to be with us and that we can know your presence with us wherever we are. And Father, we just pray that you'll be with us as we lead up to Easter over this Holy Week. Lord Jesus, we try and imagine what it must have been like for you, knowing that you were about to die for the sins of others, the sins of us. But Father, we just thank you that Jesus was obedient to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died in our place, bearing our sin upon the cross. And we just pray that you'll be with us now. May we continue to know your peace and your presence with us day by day. And may this Holy Week be a special week for us as we draw closer to you. In Jesus' name. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.